Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The first Sunday of Advent. Today's theme, the hope that comes from heaven. Hope is the theme of the first Sunday of Advent. In the readings for Mass, Isaiah describes a future in which all is well because, one, God is recognized as the highest authority, and two, obeying Him is the people's highest priority. This vision gave great hope to the oppressed Israelites. Today, if we look at this as a description of heaven, it gives great hope to us too. When we die, terms will be imposed upon us because we did not stay entirely on the paths of God, a good reason for purgatory. But we will be living in the light of the Lord after death, and there will be no more wars to battle. Knowing that this is our future, we can look at our present trials as preparations for heaven. The weapons that we now use to defeat and overcome the powers of darkness can be used as plowshares for enriching our soil, meaning our earthly life, bringing us into new growth and producing a harvest in ministry. Sufferings that are turned into ministries to help others make hardships very valuable. Although Isaiah was speaking of the coming of the world's Messiah through the Jews, these verses remind us that when we respect God's authority and make imitating Christ our highest priority, all is well for us. Our battles against evil aren't over yet, but Jesus has already won the victory for us. Our hope is not based on a wish for peace. Our hope comes from the reality of what Jesus has already done and what He will do. So, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. The Gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 44, tells us that our hope is realized only if we stay awake and alert to the activities of Christ. What are you despairing about? Despair and worry are merely distractions that make us forget that Christ has already won the battle. If we stay alert to the presence of Christ, recognizing His authority and following His ways, we live in hope, not wishful thinking, but a hope that's based firmly on reality. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What are you despairing about? What would it take for you to feel hopeful? In what way do you need Jesus to come to you now? What can you do to become more aware of His presence at your side? How do you find hope in difficulties? Describe a time when you nearly lost all hope. How did Jesus rescue you from this?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.